From Headstuff Studios in Dublin, welcome to Motherfucklore, a podcast about words, Irish, Irish words, and words from Ireland. I am your host, Dara Coche, and I'm joined today by Geraldine McAvoy, who's stepping into Dara Coche's shoes, and Eimear Duffy.
Hi,
Eimear. Let's act like we haven't met before.
Yeah. Love a little handshake across the table.
Derek has been ousted from his role as podcast dad for having offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands. So, we're just going to...
He's admitting to the offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah,
he's so God only knows what else he's been up to.
He's currently suspected to be somewhere between the Swiss and Austrian border, but that's just speculative. Of course, the media have no idea where he is. So if you have seen Dara Coche, please contact your local Garda station.
Email motherfucklore@headstuff.org.
don't email him. We don't want any connection. We don't want any paper trail. Yeah. Derek can't join us today, so I'm filling his surprisingly small shoes. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea what size shoes Derek has. No idea. If you know what size shoes Derek has, please email. No, don't do that.
I would be very surprised if we got like an email from some lad in Russia being like, Derek O'Shea has a size 42 foot.
Let's speculate wildly about Derek's shoe size.
Right,
this has gotten really weird, guys. Let's rein it back in. Nothing changes, it seems. So today we're going to talk about a very interesting hashtag that sort of blew up 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago? Well, 2 weeks ago when we're recording.
At the point of recording, I suppose. Yeah.
It was just the start of the new year.
It was the week of Nollag na Mann, actually.
The week of Nollag, exactly. Yeah. On the Motherfucklore account, which was followed a hugely memorable week over Christmas when one of us was at the helm of that account.
And spent
it cleaning apartments and baking and not attending to the account. But nevertheless, let's move on. So the hashtag in question was curated by yourself, Eimear, and it was hashtag Why Irish. Eimear, tell us about hashtag Why Irish.
Yes, so hashtag Why Irish kind of blew up accidentally. I remember back in kind of the start of the summer, Derek was like, Eimear, do you want to take the Motherfucklore account? And I was like, grand. And I was doing a bit of tweeting and people, you know, you were getting a bit of interaction. Mm-hmm. And next thing, just there, the new year, Derek was like, oh, Eimear, do you want to take the account again? And I was like, yeah, you know, it was kind of fun the last time.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot. And my phone had to stay plugged in for the entire 7 days because the battery just zapped. The week was enormous. So basically there's about 11,500 followers on the account currently.
Which was so much more than when you and I had curated previously in the year.
Exactly.
I had it at 3,000 and I had it previous to that. I think I remember email or sending a message to Derek being like, we've just hit 700 followers, so I'm gonna log off now. And so it's grown wildly since we started it.
So I didn't really know what I was getting into, if you get me. Like, even my own account, I'm on about the 3,500, 4,000 kind of mark. And like that, it's people that you know the whole time. Like, so I was kind of like stepping into an audience of like 11,500 people and being like, tumbleweed, what's going on here? So I tried to just open the floor as much as possible. And I know from doing like mailbag episodes and some of the queries and comments and stuff get directed to our own personal Twitter accounts. So I kind of had a half an inkling of the kind of the standard of Irish that we were kind of dealing with. So obviously then the first thing I said when I kind of got the account was, I was like, look, I'm not going to tweet in Irish this week as much as possible, because first of all, I can't spell bullshit. Like, even my English spelling, she's not great. Like, autocorrect does an awful lot for me. If you follow my own Twitter, you know I'm a shambles. So first of all, there was the fact that I can't spell. And I might be illiterate, who knows, we'll find out. And then second of all, was I kind of knew that we had a lot of learners. And I mean, I'm talking like learners as in basic. Like basic level one on Duolingo, which I'll talk about soon. So I kind of just figured, like, also all of these people are abroad. Have very little connection to the island of Ireland. So I was like, lads, what's the story here? Like, why Irish?
Yeah.
out of every other language that you could learn, why Irish?
Yeah, because an awful lot of our listener base and the people who interact with us through the show and through Twitter. a lot of people who interact with us, you know, send us emails. They come from abroad. They are from abroad. We have a lot of American listeners, a lot of UK-based European listeners. One very, very active, very lovable Croat listener. Hello, Ante. And, you know, people from all over listen to the show. It's not just Irish people. Like, so it is really interesting to see the engagement from people who are from different countries and why they're interested. Like, what? Why are you interested?
Yeah, I was kind of sitting there like, all these notifications, it was kind of during the middle of my week that I kind of was like, oh, hang on a second, like, what's the story here? Like, I have people from Canada, America. I had like that someone from Estonia. I had one lad who is now living in Malaysia. He's Burmese and he's living in Malaysia and he's just having a go at learning Irish. And I was like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, lads, what's the story? Why Irish? And it just kind of took off.
Yeah.
You know, it got to the stage where people weren't even interacting with the account. They were just tweeting of their own accord, the hashtag Why Irish. And I was like, oh, I've not even made it now. So yeah, it was really nice. Like a lot of the responses I was getting back, you know, you're getting like, oh, you know, my granny was from Ireland, or I'm fourth generation Irish, or we've moved away, and like it's getting me closer to my heritage. And then a few people were like, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
why Irish? Why not?
It's really interesting to see the diversity in it, though, because we had our own Katie Kermode on the show who was learning Manx because of her connection to her heritage. But then there's just people who are just like interested in language, like, or interested in Irish, or I don't know, like might have like watched a movie about Ireland once and been like, wow, I'd like to know more about Ireland. Oh my God, they've got a language. I'd love to learn it. And it's just really, I thought it was so detached from, we're not going to get into talking about Irish in the education system here, but like it's
taught.
We can't go one episode without saying that. But it's so detached from, I thought the responses were so detached from the discourse that goes around Irish here. You know, it's so different to what we hear on the national airways or on in the papers or just among people that you know. Like a guy fixed my computer today and like he's not from Ireland, and he was saying that his kids who were born here, he was like, oh, they hate Irish. I was like, dude, wrong person to have this conversation with. Yeah. I'm not going to reaffirm that view. And, you know, it was so refreshing to see these like kind of fresh eyes look at Irish and say why they were learning it and why they loved it and why it was something that they were interested in.
Yeah, and it was cool as well, because not only were you getting kind of this geographically wide kind of scope of like literally worldwide, you were getting all ages as well. Mm-hmm. Like you had people like, you know, that would be retired. And then I had some people who were sitting there leaving cert. I think one fellow was only doing his junior cert.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, it snowballed and everything was so positive. That's the one thing I will say about literally all of the interactions that I had in the account for the week. Anytime I asked a question, it was like, oh, I love this, or I love that, or I love the language, or I love this person, or I love this person. Because obviously then I started off just a little bit of a conversation surrounding Nollag na Mann or Women's Christmas. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, who's your favourite Irish woman?
Did anyone say me? I wasn't paying attention.
I said you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I
literally said you.
Well, I expected it from you.
Whatever, I know for next year. So yeah, it was really just affirming.
Yeah.
For the week. Because I thought, when I wasn't going to be like, look at how Leofa I am, Sahelga, I was going to be like, right, well, what's the story here? Like, where are you coming from? Why are you learning it? And people just lapped it up.
Yeah, and it was really something that we've talked about before. We've had episodes on Duolingo, and it's so accessible to learning a language. Obviously, it doesn't get anybody fluent. And like, okay, let's not get into the fluency debate, because I don't think it's real.
We'll not.
And I tweeted about that the week before. It obviously didn't trend. Keywords did, rightfully, because nobody's interested in that.
Oh my God, I also nearly got the account banned.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yes,
that's true.
Actually, that's true. The first 24 hours of hashtag Why Irish, I went to swap out of the Motherfucklore account and into my own account. And next thing I went to log back into the Mother Folklore account and it was like, you've been banned. And yeah. I was like, excuse me? They were
banned,
like, yeah, out. You need to confirm all of these details to prove that you were you. And I was like, well, I can't really prove that I am me because the account's not mine because I'm only curating it. And am I getting Mother Folklore taken off the internet? But we got it back thanks to Derek and confirming his phone number.
Yeah.
I broke the internet. I did a Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, we'll give you that. We'll let you have that. You broke the Irish internet, which is the same thing, I guess.
Pretty much.
But what was I saying? So I was saying about Duolingo, like it's such an accessible way to learn languages. And now we have this new way of learning Irish that like, realistically, unless you're doing the Leaving Cert before, okay, let's not pretend that that teaches anybody Irish, but unless you spend time, you know, going out of your way to learn Irish or buying yourself a grammar book or spending time with the Gaeltacht, that was your avenue to learning Irish, realistically. Mm-hmm. But now everybody has Duolingo. Okay, not everybody uses Duolingo every day.
Same. I got that notification there being like... Our notifications don't seem to be working. Yeah. We'll stop them for now. And I was like, yes, you will.
Duolingo is so passive aggressive. I keep up a streak because I fear the wrath of the little green owl. Like, I don't want him to be like, you missed your Duolingo. On few occasions, I have paid over 10 euro to restore my streak.
To keep your streak?
Yes, because I'm determined to get 365 days. At this present moment, I have 352 days.
What?
Yes. But I think one of our listeners, I saw them tweet, our listener in Canada, our one listener in Canada, Matt, he had tweeted, I think he had something insane, like 700 days or something.
Something nuts,
I don't know. Maybe I'm attributing false information to Matt.
We should have lied and just said it was Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau was learning Irish and he's got Irish socks.
He does.
And he has Duolingo socks as well and he wears them regularly. So it's just such an easier way to learn Irish now. So it's so interesting to see the interaction of people who don't have all of this negative bias and are just like, yeah, we're learning on Duolingo because it's not one of the most, but it's a popular language to learn on Duolingo.
It is. On the back then of Duolingo, I was like, oh, hang on, you can start a club on Duolingo. So I was like, oh, wow, the max you can have is 50 people. I was like, Jesus, I'll never hit 50 people. I had to make a second account to make a second group, which filled up in like an hour. So that was 100 people in like 3 hours that I had in Duolingo groups. So I was like, okay. Because then I started getting all these tweets being like, I can't get into the group, can't get into the group. The group is full. Oh no, what am I going to do? Can you make another one? I'm like, I am not making multiple Duolingo accounts for the little green owl to like fight at me over all of my email addresses.
Here's the thing. You can get like little stars if you like join. So I've joined the club just literally so that I can like get the little like check. And I don't have enough. I have two friends on Duolingo. And like one of them is my boyfriend and the other, I think, is my boyfriend's old account. I'm not sure who the other one is. And I need another friend so I can get that little check mark.
I'll be your friend.
Will you be my friend?
Yes, I will. You should have just asked.
Like, I don't care about anything what you're doing. I just want that little check mark.
Are you interested in seeing what goes on behind the scenes of the Irish film and TV industries?
If so, tune in to F&I Rap Chat on the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Every week, we host a discussion with a different director.
Producer,
editor,
storyboard artist,
art director,
line producer,
actor,
script editors, scenic artists, storyboard artists,
cinematographers,
line producers, actors, voiceover artists,
storyboard artists. Did you say that already?
We did.
Anyway, after the Duolingo clubs, I was like, oh, hang on, there's Duolingo school here. What's the story with this? So I just wanted something that didn't have a cap on it, like it didn't have a limit. And then I was like, well, you know, people are on Duolingo because they're learning a language. So Duolingo school might be all right. Like I didn't even know what I was getting into. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how it was going to work. I was like, look, come here. We'll set it up. We'll tweet out the code. We'll see what happens.
So for somebody like me who doesn't know what Duolingo school is, like, is it a tool that is used by teachers or is it just like groups of friends can set it up or...
Anyone can set it up.
Okay.
Basically. So it's predominantly marketed at kind of teachers in a classroom environment.
Okay.
So teachers, they assign work based on Duolingo lessons. And you can see then who has completed it, who didn't complete it, who submitted it late. You can see kind of people's progression then as well, like how far along people are in the language tree of their language of choosing. So I was like, right, okay, well, we'll start up one of these. I didn't know anything about it. I was like, oh, we'll start it up and we'll see how it goes. And now I think at my last count, we had 325 students learning Irish from Mother Folklore. I was like, oh, cool.
That is a terrible teacher to student ratio. Oh my God, the government should get involved.
Yeah. Oh my God. Leo Varadkar, come down here. So yeah, if that was a real classroom environment, there would be 10 teachers.
Yeah, there would. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, there should be, but there wouldn't be.
There wouldn't be. No, there would be more like 4.5.
Yeah,
and a sub.
I'm just one frazzled looking teacher. Like, I can't handle this.
Yeah.
But that's, so you like assign work to the group or tell them like how they need to progress or?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just done on like an umbrella basis. Okay. So what I did was I took a quick look. I don't even remember how I got into these settings now because I tried to do it again on Sunday on my laptop and I was like, yikes, I forgot it. So what I did was I just kind of took a quick look and realized that most people were literally like beginners level one.
Okay.
And, you know, it was the start of the new year. So I was like, fair enough, we'll go from scratch and we'll see how far we get in the 12 months of the year. So what I've been doing is I try and start work on a Saturday and on a Wednesday.
Okay.
And give 7 days for each to be completed.
Ah, great.
So we've started at the first basics level one class in Duolingo and we're going to work our way up and see how far we get in 12 months time. And then if Derek will have me for Nullag na Mann 2020, we'll see how we get on.
Yeah, if Derek evades all of his charges and gets back from Switzerland. Sure, yeah.
I mean, we're only guessing that he's in Switzerland.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's speculative, of course. Yeah. We neither can neither confirm nor deny the whereabouts of Derek O'Shea.
I mean, we've mentioned Canada a few times on this.
Exactly, yeah. We're sending out a secret code, actually. But that's so amazing to have that support group because I'm in the Duolingo group and I think it's something like Swedish Learners in Ireland or something like that. I literally just joined it so that I could tick the box. I don't care about the progress of anybody in that group. I don't engage with any of the discussions. But sometimes it's nice to have that like community to like learn together because it gives you more, particularly if it's a New Year's resolution, it gives you incentive to do it. You're not on your own.
It's like Weight Watchers for languages. Except I'm not going to give
out
you're
trying to gain
biscuits.
Not lose.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, you can eat those biscuits.
Yeah, like the biscuits that we have here.
Yeah. Gardine smuggled in some biscuits and we can't eat them because they'll rustle on the microphone and then our producer Brian will give out to us.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
he's
Brian.
Cracking the whip here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In his soundproof box. So you can't hear him, but we're living in fear.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm bringing into a sweat.
He's cracking the whip like you're cracking the whip on Duolingo.
Exactly.
That's how you do a segue, Derek.
Yeah. See how this gets edited. We'll see how quicker like Brian slander gets edited out of the episode.
It's gone.
But yeah, so had a very productive week there in the account.
You did.
I also, which was so cute, I asked people for their favorite Irish words.
Oh, I love that. I love people's
that
favorite Irish words.
Blue. Oh, that got something like 600 responses. That was direct to the thread.
Yeah.
But then it also grew legs and people were tweeting outside of the account and outside of the hashtag. So it's kind of, I can't measure it.
Yeah.
But there was something like 600 direct replies to the two tweets I had about it. And everybody seems to love the word ufosach.
Yeah.
If I saw that word one more time, I was actually just going to log out there.
We've had a few people on this show who said that was their favorite word. I think it's because you probably learn it
from Bosco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You hardly remember Bosco.
No, but people were telling me about Bosco and I was
But I remember learning it in school. And it's probably the most onomatopoeic Irish word there is. It sounds exactly like what it is. Ufos. Like, it's way better than the English for, I don't know, awful or whatever. Like, it just sounds so much better. And everybody says it in the same way. Go, who fosok? Everybody says it like that. And it just sounds so musical and lovely. I get it. It's a nice word. It's got a nice ring to it. Yeah, it's a good one.
It does, and everyone also loves Doreen Day.
What is Doreen Day?
A ladybird.
That's so cute.
I know, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. I also learned that through the account.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. It's not something I talk about much in Irish, to be honest. Ladybirds. I should do. I should spend more time talking about ladybirds in Irish.
I should do more in English, to be honest. I mean, I'm going to do real niche now and I'm going to see if I can find like a medieval reference to a ladybird.
Yeah,
I'm sure that I'll work it into the next episode.
That's one of those ones that I actually should. So there's a list of words that I just like to ask other people, what is the word for it in your language? One of them is pins and needles. Oh my god. Because it's Cuala Gryfeen in Irish, which I can't understand. So it's Griffin Sleep, for those of you who don't know. What?
What?
What does that even mean? Yeah. So I like to ask other people, and I remember asking somebody once what was the Finnish for it, and he had zero concept for what pins and needles was. And I was like, fuck, how do I explain pins and needles?
Explain pins and needles, yeah.
And I was like, I don't, so I was trying to explain the sensation, and he was like, I think you should see a doctor. I was like, no. And then I Googled it, and like, I was getting weird hits for it, and then we tried to find the Finnish Wikipedia page for it, but eventually I've been told, I can't remember what it is now, but it's one of those words that I like to ask. I like to ask that. I like to ask what the like word for hiccup is, and then I should include ladybird. That'd be a good one. Yeah, ladybird or hedgehog. The Swedish word for hedgehog means little pine cone. It means which is great, which is grognog in Irish. I saw somebody tweeting about that today, actually, which is also, I think I did see a few people saying that was their favorite, grognog. It's a nice word.
Yeah,
there was a character in, maybe I'm going to say Wanderley Wagon, but I have no recollection if it's Wanderley Wagon, called Gregory Grognog, but I might be making that up.
Okay.
Some character in some Irish thing was called Gregory Grognog, and he was a little hedgehog. So maybe that's why people like that word. I don't know.
That is so cute.
Yeah, isn't it cute?
Yeah.
Adorable.
That is.
But yeah, it was a really successful week on Duolingo.
It was also successful on Duolingo, yeah. So yeah, we got, and I think I got a lot of people that were starting to learn Irish again. Like, I got a good few tweets being like, look, I'm taking it up again this week. And like,
lovely.
People have been like replying to my personal account now, and they're like, look at, I've done my streak and all this, and I'm like, I'm so proud of you.
That's so nice.
Adorable. Yeah. So please, if you've been keeping up with the Mother Folklore Duolingo, just tweet me a little screenshot so I can feel good about myself.
Yeah, tweet it to the show, tweet it to Emer, and tweet it
to Derek if you can find him in Sweden.
If he can. He's in Sweden now?
I'm going to say he's in Sweden. I don't know.
But yeah, tweet us your grammar questions. I know a lot of people do that to me. They tweet me my grammar questions.
Please don't tweet me grammar questions.
I fucking love grammar. So tweet me your grammar questions. I have had a few tweeted at me, and I'm like, it's just the way it is. Like, I can't explain. They're like, why is this here and not
it just
there?
Be like that sometimes.
I just don't know. Yeah. I just know that that's correct that way, and I can't explain it why. And I think that's probably when you become, that's when you know you're comfortable with language.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know why it's the way it is, but it is. It sounds better that way.
Also, on that note, if people could stop asking me for Duolingo IT help. I am not Duolingo IT.
Emer is not affiliated with Duolingo.
No, I can give you the Duolingo code to get into our classroom, but after that you're on your own. I mean, I don't know why you didn't get the notification. Check your spam folder.
Please do tweet me. I'm specifically interested in your Duolingo fails or your Duolingo weird shit. I am so interested. Yeah. I have a thread on my Twitter of weird stuff that comes up in my Swedish Duolingo. It is one of my favorite things ever. I have no shame in saying that I love it. My most recent edition was this. I had to translate the sentence, why is there a Norwegian architect in my bed? Which I don't know what circumstances developed that phrase, but I love it. So please tweet those at me. I love them. But Emer, so if you wanted to join the Duolingo Irish classroom that you run with an iron fist, how can people join?
So if you want me to bully you worse than the Duolingo owl, go to your profile and in the little, you know, the little magic three dots that pulls up a little menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go there and press progress sharing.
Okay.
Then it'll ask you for a classroom code. Your classroom code is the letter ZUNWAJ. And then you press join class.
Okay, hang on. I want to do that.
Geraldine is going to live join the classroom right now. So
I'm not
on your profile.
Okay. Yeah.
You hit the little three dots that pull down the menu and then you hit progress sharing. You then type in the classroom code, which is Z.
In NATO alphabet, I'm going to follow this. It's Zulu.
U.
Uniform.
N.
November.
W.
Wait, I have to find it.
Wellington's.
No, whiskey.
A.
Alpha, surely. Alpha, yeah.
J.
Juliet.
There we go. And then you press join class and then you're in the class and then I get to bully you in different ways that the owl doesn't bully you, except I have no form of contacting you if you join my class. You just get a little email every so often.
But then it's great because not only is the owl bullying you, but the overarching, so you're the top.
Exactly. I'm above the owl.
Yeah, so the owl is there like the hitman on the street. He's like, hey, you didn't do your Duolingo today. Hey, dude, did you do Duolingo?
But I'm the one paying the owl.
Yeah, you're like, hey, Owl, did you tell him to do your Duolingo? Do your Duolingo. Here's your assignment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When Garadine adds me as a friend on Duolingo to get her little extra box ticked,
yeah,
I'm gonna take a look and I'm gonna be like, hey, Owl. See who's not doing her Duolingo.
Well, I don't learn Irish on Duolingo, so I know I have no horse in this race. I do not learn Irish on Duolingo.
She says that now.
Yeah, I know. My only concern is, like, I did try to do it before because I wanted to be smart arse about it. I'd be like, I'm so brilliant at this. But then I had to start at the start and I found that really annoying. And
I'm actually doing it from the start again.
Yeah, I can get that, but I just have none of it. And I also was like, it wasn't accepting my monsterisms. So I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes for the first person singular in the past,
Vius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't accept that at all.
Nerois.
And I refuse. And Yinus instead of Rename. No, it's Yinus.
It is. Yeah.
I refuse to conform. So I think I like I said, I have a streak of 352 days and it's been 352 days of terror. So once I get to 365, I'm going to cool the jets, I think. I say that now, but I probably won't. I just won't be able to quit. I can quit anytime I want. But yeah, so if you are joined in the class or you want to join the class, please do so and let us know your progress. Like Emer said, we really love to hear people's like positive stories about learning Irish.
Yes, tweet them to me specifically because they make me feel good about myself because... I only did medieval Irish, so I don't feel like I'm clued in on the circle.
You are clued in on the circle. Don't let anyone tell. Listen, don't let anybody tell you that you're
not
clued in the circle, okay? We're all a loving family, okay? We all get on, okay? Sometimes we fight, but that's fine. But your learning of language is valid, fluency is fake. Thank you for joining us today.
Podcast out. We'll drop all the mics in the studio.
Please do tweet me about why fluency is fake because I have quote-tweeted my response to this about 8 times in the world. But I don't mind doing it because I like talking about that discourse. And that's all we have for you today. Thank you very much for joining us on Mother Folklore. Mother Folklore comes out every Friday on the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Also on the network are some amazing podcasts, including Taranoia and Juvenalia. Really interesting content, really, really good content. So give them a listen, subscribe to us, rate us. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email us at motherfolklore@headstuff.org. You can catch us on Twitter at motherfolklore, or myself and Emer are also on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's a slán from me.
And it's a slán from me.
He nailed us.
Yes, finally, we can go home.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Cut it there, Brian.
Who's not here. He left us on our own. Hence why we're talking scour.